Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. The San Diego Festival of Science and Engineering is right around the corner once again. This 10-day educational experience includes interactive demonstrations, hands-on activities, and speakers to engage kids and families in all that encompasses STEM education. Joining us this morning is San Diego Festival of Science and Engineering Managing Director Sarah Pagano, Adult Programs Manager at Fleet Science Center Andrea Decker, and Integrated Curriculum Coordinator at the San Diego County Office of Education Jewel Clark. Welcome, Sarah, Andrea, and Jewel.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
I appreciate you coming out today and being on the show. It is that time once again, Sarah, just about that time, for the San Diego Festival of Science and Engineering. For anybody who is not aware of the festival, how about a little overview about it?
Yeah, so we are kicking off Saturday, March 2nd with Expo Day down at Petco Park, which is a free event open to the public, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we take over the park with over 100 different hands-on activities. We have live stage performances, and it's just a day not to be missed, and like I said, it's free. You can pack your lunch, bring it in, bring some sunscreen, wear sneakers, and we have families that spend the whole day there, and you couldn't get that kind of hands-on activities and excitement in 10 different museums in a day. So come down to Petco Park and enjoy that. And that just kicks off our week. So we follow on Sunday the 3rd through Sunday the 10th with over 90 different events and programs this year happening all over the county of San Diego. And we have a full listing of those events on lovestemsd.org.
Okay, now the festival is a program of the Biocom Institute. What is Biocom and what is the Biocom Institute?
Sure. So Biocom is a life science trade association here in located in Southern California in San Diego, but we have offices all throughout the state of California as well as overseas and in D.C. And we do public policy and advocacy. We do networking and events. We have a purchasing power. We do capital development. And within all of those features, we also have workforce development, which is our Biocom Institute, which is what the festival is run out of. So the institute is the 501c3 arm of Biocom.
And the festival is presented by the Illumina Foundation. How many years have they been presenting this?
This will be their fifth year presenting, and they've been a huge partner of ours. We definitely couldn't have done it without them, and they continue to help us grow and move forward with the within the community as well as what they're doing in the community here in San Diego. You hear, you know, almost every year how additional jobs are being created by Illumina.
And the festival is one of the largest nonprofit science festivals in the U.S. How many years now in San Diego?
This is our 11th year in San Diego.
And it's geared mainly towards school-age children, isn't it?
It is. We gear a lot of our daytime events towards K through 12, but we do say that the festival as a whole is for pre-K to gray, so we encourage everyone to come out, and we have a whole 21-plus series just for the kiddos at heart in the nighttime. So there's something during the day for the families and something in the evenings as well for those 21-plus.
And again, the events are taking place all over San Diego. County. Are the events free? You mentioned Expo Day is free. What about other events?
Yes, the majority of the events are free and open to the public. That's thanks to many generous sponsors that we have. There's a handful of events, maybe if you have to go into a museum for a program or some of our 21-plus events that have small ticket fees or admission fees. But for the most part, the majority of the events and programs are free and open to the public.
What do you hope people take away from the festival?
You know, we really hope that community and parents can understand that there is a spark that can be lit in their children and our students, and that can happen in a day, in a week, attending some of these events during festival, and it's pretty amazing to watch. So come down and see it happen for your own eyes, and just watch the path that they follow after experiencing some of those moments during festival week.
And it's all about STEM education, or STEAM education as it's now known. That is science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, right?
Correct, yes.
And so that's very important nowadays, isn't it? that kind of education.
It is, and it's, you know, it's becoming very fundamental pieces across the board for everything that we're teaching, as well as integrating, like you said, STEAM, so integrating the arts into that. And we're really focusing on showing the students that there are ways to be involved in this industry, not just by, you know, going to school for science or engineering, although those are great direct paths as well. But we have a lot of students that we meet that are interested in the industry, but maybe, you know, they don't have the skills that they want to go for a science degree or a biology degree. And we let them know that that's okay, because there are plenty of jobs that support those jobs in these major companies in San Diego, and they all need people in those positions. And that could be writers, marketing, you know, it could be people on the HR side. There are really cool jobs that exist within the industry, and we're actually displaying that this year through an event called Mission STEM Possible, where we're bringing 200 high school students paired with our partnership at San Diego State University's engineering department, and they're going to go through a skills mapping workshop where they put together some skills, things that they're really excited about, likes and interests, as well as their own academic skills, and see how they match up for potential career paths. And then following the skills workshop, they're going to actually get to network with 25 to 30 STEM role models that are these really cool, unique jobs throughout the industry. For example, a few of our panelists, we have a VP of Real Estate Development and Design. We have a meteorologist, Megan Perry from 10 News. We have a COO from a pharmaceuticals company. We have a senior research scientist from Illumina. And those are just a few examples of these really cool jobs that exist.
And is this taking place at Expo Day?
This is taking place on Monday, March 4th at San Diego State, and you do have to be registered in advance to attend this program.
So San Diego is pretty much a major hub for these kinds of jobs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the innovation here is just continuing to grow. We're going to see that both from an economic standpoint, you know, as well as the growth within the city, people moving here. And I think that that's why we need to showcase what is here to our students that are growing and looking for career paths, and not just career paths in general, but hey, those exist here in San Diego. You can go to school in San Diego. You can find internships in San Diego, and you can get your job here in San Diego.
Now, I read that we're not producing enough qualified candidates to fill these roles or jobs. Why do you think that's happening?
Well, at the San Diego County Office of Education, we believe really strongly that STEAM education is a core part of helping our students see the opportunity that they have in our region and in our innovation economy here. And so we are putting a lot of effort into expanding our offerings in supporting educators in STEAM education, and also looking at ways to help our students see the vast variety of careers, because I think the other side of this is that it's a real equity issue. We have students who've never met an engineer, so they don't even know what engineering is. If you ask a lot of people to define the word engineer, they don't actually know exactly what it does, because there is such a breadth and depth of engineering positions. And so helping expose students to all of the different, whether it's engineering, whether it's biotech, which can have engineering within it, whether it's, you know, in our tech industries here in San Diego County, our innovation economy needs these students to be prepared. But the other side is many of them, they've never seen those. And so these opportunities to come to play, to have hands-on experiences is really essential for our students to get access to that. And then in our school system, we are building out a lot of career pathways that are aligned with workforce needs. So we look at the labor market. I have become a labor market nerd, and I can tell you about growth in certain STEM sectors. But here in San Diego, we have everything from life science to healthcare to clean energy and information communications technologies. These are the high growth, high wage fields, and we want our students to have access to these. We want them to build the skills that they need, and we want them ultimately to make informed decisions about their future. So the more we can put in front of them, the better off they are at making those decisions.
And I think, and Sarah touched on it a little bit, and we've talked about this before when you've been on the show, that a lot of people, there's a misconception as to what a STEM or STEAM-related type job is. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, it's science, and you're wearing a lab coat and in some lab all day long, but that's not the case.
Actually, I talk a lot about this. We ask kids what they want to be when they grow up, but really, because there are always new jobs, It's about what kinds of problems do you want to solve one day? And so you might get a student who's very interested in, you know, here we are, we're at a radio station, maybe they have some interest in that, and the technology behind making something like this work is incredible. And so a student can build capabilities towards that. The other side is, you know, we look at our students now and they spend a lot of time on social media and YouTube. And so part of it is also shifting minds to realize that those are assets for our students. And so if they have, they may not need to have certain, you know, levels in science or math to participate in these. Although as a chemistry teacher that I was for many years, I have a strong heart for those. I also know that our students have so many opportunities no matter what their strengths are. And so that can be in design. And that's why I love adding the A into this. It shows all students, you know, that there's more to STEM than, you know, calculating all day long and sitting and doing lab bench work or whatever the kind of stereotypes are. It's, we've got to break those stereotypes. We've got to show every student they have a place in the STEM and STEAM economy because San Diego needs them.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that we not only show the students the stereotypes and kind of demystify what scientists are. The same goes for adults. I mean, most adults have never met a scientist or maybe an engineer, or they have, or they don't realize. No, we all go to a doctor. That's a scientist, basically. But we don't realize that. So there's still a lot of misconceptions out there. And that's why I'm so thankful for the festival that we have the chance to concentrate on a 21-up audience. Because if the kids get that spark that Sarah talked about, and then they come home to parents or a community that do not care about science, that maybe don't even believe in science, or they don't know what opportunities are out there, then the spark can get lost. So we want to make sure that we engage the adults just as much as we engage the children. I think that as we grow, as adults, we lose a lot of our curiosity and the marvel that the world presents to us. And I think these adult events have a good chance to bring that back for us. I mean, remember the days when you flew for the first time as a kid and you were just standing in the departure area watching the planes lift off, wondering how the hell that could work? And nowadays, you know, we completely forgot that this is still a marvel that that works, and to wonder about this, or just going to the beach, seeing the green flash in San Diego. How does that all work? A sunset. These are beautiful things that we can all explain with science. So we hope that the adult events that we have planned for the week will kind of help bring that spark back, help adults to open up their imagination, and then hopefully help their kids to feel that same spark and nurture the flame and the spark that they got in school and through the programs through the festival.
So Fleet Science Center.
Yes.
You mentioned the 21-plus series. Now, first of all, how long has Fleet Science Center been a part of the festival?
We've been involved since the beginning, but I think the adult events, we started about 4 years ago to really concentrate on helping the festival to bring an adult event every night for the full week of the festival.
And I have been to one of your, I usually go to one event, one of the 21-plus events each year. Love it. Tell us what you've got in store for us this year.
Oh, my God, so much. we're going to start off on Monday, March 4th, and we're going to talk about the brain. We're going to be at Stone Brewing in Liberty Station. We have a brain researcher who's going to talk about the plasticity of the brain. So how can we keep our brain young and ever-changing and evolving and growing and getting us smarter as we go? I think that'll be a fascinating talk. On March 5th, on Tuesday, I'm really excited because I think that's one of the events that is not necessarily geared towards people that are already interested in science, but maybe more interested in going out and enjoying the wonderful cocktail culture that San Diego has to offer these days. We're going to host an ultimate bartender challenge, and where we're going to pair up a bartender with a scientist to create a very scientific cocktail.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're using all sorts of scientific processes of infusion and things like that to come up with something that the world has not seen yet.
Are there tastings at these as well? Do you need someone to judge anything?
That's a nice thing. The public will actually be able to judge. So we're going to pick four judges out of the audience that night.
She's raising her hand.
Yeah. It's going to be by a draw, though, so
all
good
right.
luck.
Well, everybody should get out there, make sure they're in the audience. You'll have a chance, too.
Exactly. So we hope, you know, that the culture of cocktails here in San Diego will draw some people in. Then we'll surprise them with science and show them how awesome science can be. Another program that we're going to have, we're going to send two scientists into a barn. Well, actually not two scientists this year because of the arts focus. For this year's festival, we're going to pair a scientist with an artist, and we're going to send them to 25 bars all over San Diego County. So we have 25 scientists, 25 artists, and they're going to 25 bars. The list is on our website, so I don't want to rattle them all off, but you can find us all the way from South County to North County, so we're going to be all over the place. It's a very nice program. We've been running this program with two scientists for 4 years now. And it's another program that helps to put a face to science and to take some of those stereotypes that people have in mind away. So if you're going out to the bar, you might not have thought about science, but you see that sign that says, "We're scientists, ask us anything." And then you just go up and ask anything, and boom, we surprised you with science, and you had some fun and got a new appreciation for the job of a scientist.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, Sarah, again, you mentioned the festival kicks off with Expo Day, March 2nd. That's at Petco Park, right?
Correct. Petco Park, downtown. And that is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's free. It's open to the public.
Okay. Now, I went to that last year, took two of my grandkids with me. The oldest one loved it. Of course, she loved making slime. So that was that was her most favorite thing.
That's a popular favorite, yeah.
Yes, the line was rather long. So yeah. What can people expect this year? I understand you got some new things happening this year.
Yeah, so we have a lot of the same favorites coming back, which is a great thing that we have because I know a lot of families come looking for those specific booths each year. A couple of fun new things that we have, as Andrea mentioned, we are adding the A in STEAM, so bringing some of those elements of art through Expo Day and Festival Week. And we're going to have a live team with San Diego Cultural Arts Alliance and the Writer's Block. They are live graffiti artists who kind of demystify the stereotype behind graffiti art. And they're going to be painting live art on surfboards, which will be different STEM concepts throughout the day. So as you progress throughout the day, you'll see the surfboards sort of come to life with these designs. And at the end of the day, you'll be able to see what the finished product looks like. And those will be inside Park at the Park. So it's a really cool integration of art and science and some of the community groups that we have here in San Diego.
And Jewel, what's the role of the San Diego Office of County Office of Education as far as Expo Day goes?
Well, we've been a sponsor of the program since 2015, and this year we will have two of the programs that we actually bring out to schools on a regular basis from our outdoor education outreach team. They're at Expo Day, so you can check out the Splash Science Mobile Lab. This is a complete science lab. It's a giant bus that pulls up and the students can get on. They can look at microscopes. They can do a variety of tests to take a look at pollution and how it affects the environment. Also, our green machine will be there, and this is interactive lessons for students to understand where food comes and more about why a healthy environment is important to good nutrition. We've also been happy to support the STEM in Your Backyard programs, which usually happen during Expo Week, but one of the great things is they've grown and you see them throughout the year. And I know this year they have moved on to school sites during the school week more often, and so we want to get more students access no matter where they are in the county. If they can't make it to Expo Day, that's why STEM in Your Backyard puts it in their backyard. So the County Office of Ed is very excited to partner again with the Science and Engineering Festival.
Yeah, that's one thing I wanted to ask you about, Sarah, your STEM in Your Backyard series. That's been going on. You've been having that for several years now, haven't you?
Yeah, I think we're going into our fourth year of that program as well. We started off the first year just trying it out at two locations, and it was really popular. And that was, again, a series that we partnered with Fleet Science Center's 52 Weeks of Science program, specifically into the Logan Heights community, where this is a community in San Diego that's really in need of that access to science and the understanding of science, and their community was asking for it. And the Fleet had this amazing series that they brought out, which was that integrated piece of science, one event every week, and the events varied every year. And so we were that week of the month of March, we were the event for that week. So it worked really well. We had great attendance, and the community was very opening to us, and we're really excited to have us there. So we've returned to Logan Heights the last couple of years with just tremendous showing of support from the community and the families that come through, and it's just a wonderful day. So we've added now to make it regional during festival week. So we have South County, North County, East County, and Central San Diego, other locations. And then we also have STEM in Your Backyard monthly during the school year as well. As Jewel mentioned, we partner directly with school sites for these events.
Okay, now we have just a few more minutes left. Andrea mentioned some of the 21-plus series events. How about we talk about a couple of the other events that are taking place during Festival Week?
Yeah, so one of the other events, too, that I wanted to mention, because this, even though it's a 21-plus event, it is geared towards families as well in terms of the notion behind it, is the science of mindfulness. So it's an event that we're doing with Honey Yoga. It's a yoga studio in City Heights, and they're bringing in a scientist from UCSD to sort of talk about how mindfulness and science is connected, and they're going to follow that up with a guided meditation in their studio. So it's just another one of these pieces and these elements showing that science is just not, you know, showcasing the research companies or the engineering companies that are, you know, like, obviously, we love Qualcomm, we love Viasat, and our big engineering companies that come out. But we want to showcase that science is behind so many different things here in San Diego. And showcasing the science of mindfulness is just another approach there to show there's all different ways to participate in science and to experience that element. So that's one of the events that we're really excited about.
And I'm super excited that on that Saturday, March 9th, we're going to host a Fleet Night of Science event at the Fleet that is an adult event. But I think it's a little different one because it's going to center around our new exhibition, Pause Play, which is all about childhood playground nostalgia. Mm. So if you think that there is not a lot of science in play and in playgrounds, I would like you to reconsider and come out and relive some of that childhood fun that you had playing on the playground, kind of making up little games, and just come join us on that Saturday night.
That's March 9th?
That's March 9th, Saturday,
and
March 9th.
Now, is there a fee for that?
There is a fee for that. It's going to be $21.95 for adults, and we have discounts for students. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't tell you how much fun we've had with the exhibition so far, from a ball pit to a slide to a merry-go-round to a musical Scott Hodge to boozy goggles. We're gonna show you how alcohol can kind of distort your vision. We're going to let you play some basketball. That'll be fun.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, exactly. So lots of things that will help you kind of relive that nostalgia and talk a little bit about the science in play and the importance of play in development, not only for children, but also adults.
And this particular event is at Fleet
Science
Center.
That is actually at the Fleet Science Center, so it's going to be in our museum. And if you haven't visited in a long time, if you're one of those folks who grew up in San Diego and came for a field trip, it's time you come back.
I got to actually experience that exhibit this last weekend, and I have to say, as an adult on an adult-sized teeter-totter, I could not stop laughing. I had a great time, and so it's definitely something I'd recommend to put on your list.
I'll have to check it out.
And one other event I want to make sure not to forget is Super STEM Saturday. It's one of our huge anchor events, a big partnership we have with CSU San Marcos. You know, if you're in the North County, it's great location-wise, but travel up there even if you're not in the North County. It's an amazing event. It takes over the campus of CSU San Marcos. There's lecture series. You can go into all the science and engineering and math departments. They have a brand new engineering program that's just exploding with people that want to participate in it. So it's just an amazing day. It's free. It's open to the public. They usually get anywhere from 10 to 12,000 people that come through that day.
Wow.
Huge anchor event for us. Definitely get out there and see that. Again, that's another free event that's open to the public, all ages.
So again, the San Diego Festival of Science and Engineering kicks off Saturday, March 2nd. That's Expo Day at Petco Park, and it is free.
It is free, and all our events are listed at lovestemsd.org, and you can check those out. We'll be updating throughout the week if there's any changes.
And Festival Week runs March 3rd through March 10th, various locations throughout San Diego County.
Correct.
And most of those are free, too, right?
90% of the program is free and open to the public, but definitely always check online because some of the events still require registration. We have a great event, Women in STEM for International Women's Day on Thursday, March 7th. Check that out on our website as well. We have a huge lineup of amazing panelists, and last year we had over 100 middle and high school girls attend that, and we're hoping for the same this year as well. And that is free as well, but you do need to register in advance. So check out those registration links on our website.
Anything else before we wrap up that you want people to know about the festival?
Just that it's going to be an amazing week of educational and hands-on experiences. Like I said, you know, it's for kids, but kids of all ages, and it's great to see the parents come out and experiencing these moments with their kids. And I think that just brings a little bit of the bonding piece together and also helps us stay stronger as a community.
Well, I know, like I said, I went to Expo Day and I enjoyed it. My kids, my daughter and two grandkids went, and they all enjoyed it.
Yeah, let's make sure that we get the kids out there, the adults out there. A lot of the solutions that we need for the years to come as a society will come from science, and we need everybody to understand and have an appreciation for it.
That's right. They said pre-K to gray, so there's no excuse. Everybody is welcome at these events, and, you know, put down your inhibitions and get out there and have fun. And I think, like the new fleet exhibit said, no adulting allowed. And I think that that's a fun mentality to go into it with, kind of get that, inquisitive spirit of your childhood out and put it to work.
And be ready to sing, because we have the Rapping Mathematicians Music Notes back again.
They're
at
back,
Expo
huh?
Day, and they
okay.
are a crowd favorite. They will get you jumping and running and having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I remember seeing them last year. One more time, your website?
LoveSTEMSD.org.
And you're on social media, right?
We are at LoveSTEMSD.
All right, Sarah, Andrea, and Jewel, thanks for being on the show today. Sarah, it's always a pleasure seeing you and having you on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks to all three of you for all you do promote STEM and STEAM education in San Diego County.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website. Join me next week when my guests will be from Options for All. Until then, I'm Gary Lee. Have a great week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.